He was waiting for law enforcement. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The gunman in the Uvalde school shooting reportedly emerged from a closet as federal agents moved in. We're also learning that law enforcement officials were directed to wait rather than immediately engage the suspect.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is fuming to learn with everyone else that it took responding officers so long standing inside the school for at least 45 minutes trying to devise a plan. Remember, it was ultimately federal agents who took the suspect down.
Fox's Casey Stiegel.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox and Friends Weekend. President Biden will visit the small city of Uvalde tomorrow. Today, a far happier occasion, he delivered the commencement speech at the University of Delaware.
And all the parents up in the stands, this may be the best day of all. No more tuition. But probably all of them are going to graduate school, so that probably won't work.
Many of the graduates may leave college mired in debt. The White House says the president hasn't made a final decision on student loan forgiveness. The holiday weekend barbecues are costing more this year. So is the gas if you're driving somewhere. AAA says a gallon of regular is $4.60. That's another record high.
39 million people expected to travel, 35 million of them by car. An increase of about 8% this year.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock in Philadelphia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
If there's anyone former President Trump would like to see lose their seat in Congress, it's Republican Liz Cheney.
Thousands of supporters expected a rally alongside former President Trump in Casper, Wyoming today, where Trump is expected to target the state's lone U.S. rep, Republican Liz Cheney, who he's called the Democrats' biggest asset, in part for her vote to impeach him and her support to the January 6th probe that's targeting the former president. Support for Cheney in the red state of Wyoming has waned since Trump backed Harriet Hageman to replace her, and the visit likely won't be the last for the former president to Wyoming, ahead of the state's August 16th primary. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Across the country, it's getting hotter earlier, and that's raising new concerns about heat waves and how deadly they can be. When the mercury climbed into the 90s for a couple of days this month in Chicago, three women at a senior housing facility died. It's unclear if the heat was the culprit, but one city official who visited the complex says temperatures were stifling. Heat sensors in one unit reportedly reached 102 degrees. The heat is also a danger to animals.
Police arresting a Missouri woman in New Smyrna Beach, Florida Thursday for the deaths of four dogs. Tessia White is accused of leaving the dogs in her car with the engine running while she ate lunch at a nearby restaurant. With the temperature being 85 degrees outside, the inside of the car could have reached a high of 130 degrees. A 911 caller initially notifying authorities about the situation, saying the dogs must have turned off the air conditioner. Police say the dead dogs were a 4-year-old golden doodle, a 2-year-old boxer, and two 12-week-old golden doodle puppies. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.